Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Now, this is a Trash Talking Tuesday. So at the in about 35 minutes, you can call in. Trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You've got about 30 to 40 seconds to do so. So get your takes ready and come correct. So, Rob, who are you trashing today?
You know what, I'm still Chris. I don't want to keep saying it over and over, but I think people really, really, really missed a boat on the Joker. I cannot get over how many and people just, and we'll get into it later, I think, Chris. Aren't we talking about the analytics part of basketball or whatever?
But you people, basically want to trash the voters?
Yeah, the MVP voters. They got it wrong.
So
they
you think he should have won?
I think he should have won, and a lot of people
but
were.
But you weren't saying that before the
I'm not saying like he should have won by a landslide, but I'm just thinking that more and more I feel like there was an anti-vote against him, not just Embiid was way better, and that's why it was a landslide. It was an anti-vote. That's just my gut. I don't know what the voters are saying, Chris. I haven't talked to 100 voters to say why, but that's just my gut feeling is that there was an anti-vote for him. That's all.
Well, remember, I think you're basing that on two guys. Kendrick Perkins, who kind of made it about race, and Kendrick's a friend of both of ours, but he just came out and said, look, Joker only averaged 24 points a game. And that, look, for those And I voted for Embiid. I thought Embiid, Giannis, who was my second place, and Jokic, who was third, I thought they all were very close. And you could argue for either guy based on varying things. I mean, Giannis was without his second best player for most of the season, and they had the best record in the league. And obviously his numbers were splendid. Embiid led the league in scoring, led Philadelphia to a great record, a better record than Denver had, was great defensively. Like, you know, and then Jokic, of course, analytically was off the charts. But again, 24 points a game. So it's not like, you know, he was destroying people, you know, offensively just scoring.
Yeah, but
so
it's not just offense, though. No, you know what I mean.
Well, he certainly wasn't doing it defensively.
No, he's but he also had the assists that were high.
Right, but he's an offense. He's an inferior. Well, you brought up scoring offense. So yeah, defensive player to Embiid and Giannis. My point is this: the two people came out. I guess Perkins came out and kind of made it about race. Mark Jackson left him off his ballot. Mark says accidentally. I'll take him for his word. But that was there one more? You brought up another person, I think. Or is it just those?
No, those were just the two.
Okay, but that's only two people.
Yeah.
So it's like you said, it's 100 voters. And I didn't have anything personally against Jokic. I voted for him before to be an MVP. And so I'm just saying you can't just be careful basing that off of two people.
I'm just saying I said that's just a gut feeling. I don't have any hard evidence. I haven't talked to voters. That's just a gut feeling I have that there was an anti-vote. Not so much that they were in love with Embiid, but that they just – Embiid had never won it, and Jokic had won it twice. He hadn't done that much postseason-wise. And people were taking – and I know it's not supposed to count, Chris – but it's like we're giving a guy who hasn't never won a championship, never been to an NBA final, forget about winning, three MVPs in a row. You know what I mean? Like he hadn't even been to one. So I think that there was some of that there. That's just a gut feeling.
That's a voter's right. There's no criteria.
I don't have a vote. Right.
NBA gives you a criteria and says this is what you vote according to.
I get it.
For me, I mean, one of my criteria is historical precedent. And that could mean various things. But the fact that I did part of my thinking, not the main thing, I've shared my main reasons for voting for Embiid, who was better in the clutch, who was better defensively, who scored more, who got to the foul line more, who hit his free throws, not more, because Jokic is a good free throw shooter too, but just as well. You know, all of that, there were a lot of reasons to vote for Embiid. But also the factor of, look, if you're going to get a third straight and join Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, and Larry Bird, you need to be head and shoulders above the other two. And I thought it was close. All three of them were very close. But you said you believe, Rob, it was a victory. And let's stay here. For the analytics crowd, you want to expand on that?
Yeah, I just think that there are people who are like, oh, I don't care what the analytics say. I'm just going to go. And you know I'm not a huge analytics guy, so I don't want to sit here and act like I am. But the numbers, they bore out, Chris, like what you were looking analytically did wind up lining up with Jokic, that he had that kind of impact. And he is a winner. And it ain't just about stuffing your box scores and getting meaningless assists or, you know what I mean, or handing the ball off to Jamal Murray and getting an assist for it and all the other stuff that I heard people talk about. All I'm saying is now it's different, Chris, if you had the best analytic player was Russell Westbrook, and I'm not picking on him. I'm just using his name, okay?
Right.
Say statistically, he was the best in analytics. But you would say, but he didn't have an impact on winning. His teams didn't win. Then you could kind of dismiss it. But now when you're looking at it and say Jokic and Rob G, stop me if I'm wrong, he had the best analytic numbers when you put them all together, Chris, this past season. And then he goes on to do things that nobody had ever done in the NBA, points, assists, and all these other things in a playoff run. and then win a championship, I think that it makes the analytical people who are pushing the analytics go, see, this is what we were telling you. This guy, these analytics, these numbers, they matter, and they do translate to winning. And they do. And I just feel like if you're in the front office of an analytics, Chris, in that department, you champion what he just did because this is what they've been talking about.
But has anybody ever said that analytics aren't accurate? I mean, who's running around saying that?
Some people are like, I'm about the eye test. I don't care.
Some
people are like about the eye test only, and they don't care about what.
Who's only about? I've never heard anybody say analytics aren't legitimate.
I didn't say that they aren't legitimate at all, but they don't mean that they follow them or they use them as a Bible. I'm just saying.
Well, you shouldn't use them as a Bible. Well, I don't care what Jokic just did. You shouldn't use them as a Bible.
Some front office
people. Because I can point to a year where the analytics said this or that, and it didn't pan out.
Chris, the Los Angeles Dodgers, and I know it's not basketball, they believed in analytics when they went up to Boston and took all their home run hitters out of the lineup because the analytics said so.
Against your argument, you know.
No, I'm just saying, but you asking me who some people are into the analytics my point.
Right,
that was
my point. Right, but that seems to be the group you're defending. You seem this is evidence that all the guys that go strictly by analytics, this is evidence that they're right.
I don't know anybody that would say
analytics aren't part of the equation. And for the record, Jokic, one of the main analytical numbers, I mean, is PER, player efficiency rating. Jokic 31.5, Embiid 31.4 this year. So, I mean, there's that big of a difference between that and Embiid playoffs.
Rob G, what was the other number you gave me before? Not today. Like, wasn't there some other?
I mean, there's plenty of analytical numbers, but one that a lot of people go by is PER.
Yeah.
And that's my point is it was almost identical. And yet one guy was phenomenal in the playoffs and another flamed out in the second round.
Yeah. My point is that those analytical people like have to feel better is what I'm saying. If Jokic flamed out with all that and he was trying to win a third straight, then you would go, but it doesn't translate into anything. That's all I'm saying. Whether I'm into analytics or not, if I'm in an analytical front office or a part of that, I'm just saying I have to feel better to see that one guy who's really good in analytics went out and won. That's all I'm saying. Well,
first of all, it's not the first time that's happened. Giannis is an analytic king too.
Yeah, but not with the records that this guy broke and the stuff that he did. Giannis didn't do any of that.
Giannis was phenomenal in the finals.
Yeah, I'm talking about
50 points. Remember how great he was? I'm not bashing the analytics. I'm just saying I don't understand your point.
Let me finish.
I've been listening to you. I can also sit here and say that Joel Embiid was excellent analytically too, and he flamed out not only as a team, individually in the second round of the playoffs.
Okay. I think when people look at him, they think of Jokic more as an analytics darling that those people, not Joel Embiid, Chris, no matter what the numbers are. Joker had a higher win shares, PER, and box plus
PER
minus.
By a tenth of a point.
Okay, whatever. But he had a higher one in all of those. And I think if you were to ask anybody who's the analytical darling to most of the stat geeks in basketball, it wouldn't be Embiid that they talk about. They would talk about Jokic. And that's all I'm saying is that those people could feel better about that they have a place in the NBA, that what they're talking about works. I'm talking about those people. You have to buy into it.
You don't have to be an analytics head to see that Jokic is great. He averaged almost a triple-double. Those are traditional stats. 63% from the field. Traditional stats.
And he got 15 votes for the Hall of Fame.
I've been listening to you. 63% shooting from the field. Traditional stat. 38% from three. Traditional stat. 82% from the free throw line. 12 rebounds. 9 assists, or almost 10 assists, 9.8, and 24 points. I don't have to just look at his analytical numbers to see that he had a great year.
And he got trounced in the MVP vote despite those numbers that you're just talking about.
Giannis had a great year, too.
Nobody, Giannis wasn't in the competition.
You're trying to bash voters.
No, I'm not.
That's all you're trying to do.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying to you that there are people, who are fans out there, who aren't into the analytics. And now I'm telling you, these people will be more bold about the analytics.
They are already bold.
He's the poster child for analytics. All right. He's the poster child.
All right. We got the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler says they will win a championship. We'll get into that next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Now, Rob, Jimmy Butler, look, after just about every loss, in the Eastern Conference Finals and the NBA Finals, he said they were going to go out and get a win, and obviously it didn't happen. And so after the finals, Rob G, do we have sound of Jimmy Butler? Okay, but Jimmy Butler said he definitely believes that this team, this Miami Heat team, can go out and win a championship. Rob, I think they need to make some moves. I think they need a talent. An influx of talent. You know, we talked about Gabe Vincent and Max Strus and Caleb Martin. Now, Caleb Martin's already been paid, and good for him. He deserves it. I think Gabe Vincent and Max Strus showed that they are capable NBA players who should get nice contracts. They'll be free agents this summer, particularly Vincent. I mean, Vincent was really strong in the playoffs. He struggled in the finals, but he had a nice playoff run. But I think they need to go out and get more talent, Rob. Do you think, as constructed, that they should just run it back as they are for the most part, or that they need to make a few moves?
I don't know how you would run it back. I mean, even without Tyler Hero and him being back healthy next year, they didn't have enough if you want to win a championship. And I think they got to get another star, a star that's probably brighter than Jimmy Butler, to me. If Jimmy Butler is your second star, you probably got a great chance to win. But as the playoffs went on, he became less and less effective. And his numbers, look at his numbers as it went on. There was an earlier in the rounds, remember they lost the three straight games to Boston, turned 5-for-22, some stinkers in there, Chris. Yep. I just think if you could go get, you could be Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra and act like you guys are doing something if you want and just leave it as is. But ain't no Shaq, ain't no Dwayne Wade, ain't no LeBron coming through that door, and ain't no more hardware coming through that door. Those just facts.
Well, the facts are that Pat Riley, for all his greatness, and we acknowledge he's been great, he's only won it, Rob, with not just stars, all-time elite,
right?
Kareem, Magic, Worthy, Shaq, LeBron, Wade, Bosh. Like, those are how he's won his championships, as a coach and an executive. So I'm with you. I think they need to go out and make a move. Look, Rob, if I were them, the guy I would be targeting, and he may not be available. Obviously, they should have several plans, several options. My first option, I would give it a try, would be to go after Joel Embiid. Now, again, you might say, well, why would Philly trade him? I get that. But Embiid
and Butler, what would they have that they would want?
Well, how about, and this might not be enough, but I'm going to offer you Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero.
For MVP?
Joel Embiid, yes.
Are you throwing in the Liberty Bell, Chris, since you're making a concoction of a deal that just doesn't even wash with me?
All right, I get it. I wouldn't do it either if I'm Philly.
Okay.
I'd love to do it if I'm Miami. Now, what about this? Kerry Kittles brought up Anthony Davis. Same deal works. Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero for Anthony Davis, and throw in D'Angelo Russell to make it work financially. What do you think? Because AD is injury prone. Rob, if I'm the Lakers, I'm not doing it. I'm just saying, if I'm the Heat, I'm going big game hunting.
If you're the Heat, would you want Anthony Davis? Of course you would. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would do it. Because I just think there's a ceiling, Rob.
I don't see the Lakers doing that.
Right. There's a bring in Rob G. Rob G, you're the resident Lakers fan.
Lakers homer.
That, does that appeal to you at all? Bam and Tyler Hero? For AD?
The only way it would is if AD doesn't want to sign his extension this summer.
No, oh, I think he wants to.
I think he does too. But that's the only scenario where I would say I would take that because
who was he? Juan Soto? I mean, yeah. Come on, no, are you crazy?
I subscribe to the Jerry Buss line of thinking where, you know, five gems is not equal to one massive diamond. So I think Anthony Davis is the best player, and the other two guys are good. They're very good, but I always take the best player for me.
Nah, well, I agree. I look, if I'm the Lakers or the Sixers, I would not do that. But I'm just, I think that's the thinking. I'm at least making a call, though. I'm making a call. I don't think either team would do it, but I'm making a call. But that's the type of big game, honey. Now, Damian Lillard. You know, Rob, he's out there. He has said Miami be a place he'd want to go. But I just don't think Tyler Hero as the centerpiece, because Bam is Dame's boy. Dame told us that. They obviously want to keep Jimmy Butler. Like, they want to add Dame to their
two stars. You can't do it, though, without giving up something. I mean,
I don't think so. I'm with you.
Like, oh, of course. Yeah, can we add him and not get rid of anybody? Really, I don't know what kind of trade. That doesn't sound like a trade to me. That sounds like a wish list.
A gift.
Right,
a gift.
That's what that would be.
Right. Now, I'm with you, but the bottom line is we both agree they need to go get a more talent. They need an influx of talent. All right, y'all got mad because we said they were undrafted. They were, and they played like it in the finals, many of them. Duncan Robinson actually played pretty well. All right, Antonio Daniels joining us in a moment, but first, the loquacious.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He is an NBA champion. He knows what that feels like. He's a New Orleans Pelicans TV analyst, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man Antonio Daniels. What's up, brother?
What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What's going on?
Well, we got a new champion.
Yeah, I think you picked the Heat, correct, or we're wrong?
Yeah, who picked the Heat?
Oh, you did not. No, Chris, we talk to so many people, I'm asking.
Right.
I'm not trying to be funny. Seriously.
Oh, no. I actually picked Denver and six.
Okay.
That was my pick, too. All right, let's start here. I know I'm going macro before we go micro, but we heard Michael Malone come out and talk about, you know, repeating on the podium. We're not satisfied with one. I mean, he couldn't wait to get that out. And then in the post-game interview, he said he thought about dynasties. So what do you think, I mean, of their chances? Let's just put it that way, because I get it that it's premature. But what do you think about of their chances of winning another championship or two?
Man, it's crazy, because we ain't even 24 hours outside
right.
of them winning the championship, and we're talking
about
what's
next. And they brought it up, Antonio. Is it me?
Okay, here's my thing. And maybe this is wrong for me to think, but it's not a reflection on Denver as much as it's my thought process on some of the other teams in the Western Conference. I feel like Phoenix will be better, right? When Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, depending on what they decide to do with DeAndre Ayton, and you add some pieces around those guys, and they have an entire training camp together, an entire preseason together, as opposed to the end of February, March, and then going into the playoffs in April, I feel like Phoenix will be better. There are certain teams I feel like next year have the potential to be better and to truly challenge this Denver team. I don't think anybody's wrong for saying they feel like Denver can repeat. I just feel like some of these teams in the Western Conference, obviously health included, which is huge. There's still so much that still has to happen from now until the start of next season.
Yeah, right. Because I wonder what changes Golden State's going to make. As you
right.
said, Phoenix, do the Lakers add anything? It's going. I would expect it to be a busy offseason.
Right. Where's Chris Paul going?
Home, dinner, maybe a show?
Lillard. You know what I mean? Like, this is going to be the summer of different guys. Where's DeAndre Ayton going? And when you trade right. DeAndre Ayton, what are you getting back in return? So some of these teams, will New Orleans finally enter a season and finish a season healthy?
So quickly, quickly, AD, you mentioned DeAndre Ayton. And I get it. He's not Jokic, Embiid, or Anthony Davis, or Giannis. Mm-hmm. But I would think they'd give him a shot with the new coach. Now, it might be an offseason. Sit down, talk to him, see if you can get what you want out of him, see if they can mend the fences, whatever the issues are there, and give him a shot. Or do you think that they should try to give it a shot with him or just move him? Because that seems to be the prevailing thought, that they got to move him.
Okay, here's my issue with DeAndre Ayton. And it's not even with DeAndre Ayton. It's the way that DeAndre Ayton's being used. What I think people forget is DeAndre Ayton's not a mid to late first round pick. He's a first overall pick in the draft, right? And he's the first overall pick in the draft. And look at some of the other guys that were drafted with him. They actually are the faces of their particular franchises. DeAndre Ayton's right now with the Phoenix Suns. He is not Batman. He's not Robin. Sometimes he's not even Alfred.
Oh, wow. I was going to say the Commissioner Gordon.
Right. So think about that. And this is the first overall pick in the draft. Do I feel like DeAndre Ayton is a 2010 guy? I do. But maybe he's not that guy in Phoenix. We've seen so many guys in different situations and scenarios. Now, I wouldn't say struggle, but not be the best version of themselves, and then go elsewhere and then become perennial all-stars. Maybe it's a change of scenery that's needed.
Let's go to Miami, and I know people talk, and Antonio, culture is important, changing the culture and all this, and everybody, you know, when Miami got to the finals and they won one game, game two, oh, Pat Riley, and what do you, if you don't do it their way, they're going to run you out of Miami, and Eric Spoelstra's a genius and all this, but the bottom line still comes down to talent, and they don't have enough of it. So does that negate culture, or is too much made of culture if you don't have talented players to be able to win? Because when Pat Riley's won all these championships, go look at the star-studded roster that he's had. The Showtime Lakers, Shaq, Dwayne Wade, LeBron, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade. Those are the times he won championships.
He's won it with superstars, absolutely.
Right. But, with all that being said, Rob, I think first and foremost, like, everybody's standard isn't the same. So with the way that this Miami Heat team is constructed, if you were to look at this team 2 months ago and told them at that time, if you make it to the NBA Finals and you lose to the Denver Nuggets, would this be an unsuccessful season, or would you consider it a successful season?
Yeah, let me just stop, because I get that. I totally get that. But the goal is to win. You got to the finals. You won game two in Denver. I mean, it's always nice after the fact. Oh, well, nobody would have expected you're an 8 seed. You weren't supposed to win. That's why there are upsets in sports. That's why people win when they're not supposed to. My only point I'm trying to get to is that they've been to the finals twice with this recipe of not having the stars that you need. And my point is, how big is chemistry if you don't have the star players to perform? That's all I'm trying to ask you.
If you were to ask me if I would rather have chemistry versus star power, I would say chemistry and star power will always win over simple chemistry. Always. Always, because even if you go back to the bubble, the fact that they had LeBron James and Anthony Davis is what got them over the hump. And as much as I love Jimmy Butler, and I have been saying this from day one on our radio show about Miami, I think people have, they're putting Jimmy Butler in a tier that he has not yet reached yet.
Yep. Right.
After the Milwaukee series, everybody's like, oh my gosh, he's a superstar. And from what I've been told, there's nothing above a superstar. So you can't sit here and tell me that Jimmy Butler's on the same tier as Steph Curry and LeBron James and Giannis Antetokounmpo and Nikola Jokic. Because the narratives around these guys change from series to series. Because then he becomes a superstar, and now in the finals, oh, you know what? Maybe he's not a superstar. Maybe he's simply a star. Like, no, Jimmy Butler is who Jimmy Butler's always been. Here's my thing about the Miami Heat. Yeah, culture can be in place and culture can be there. Talent has to be there too, though. It's a given. Talent has to be there. I love Eric Spoelstra. I love the way he coaches. I love the fact that he put undrafted players, second-round picks. It gives them confidence. It gives them an opportunity to be the best version of themselves. But when you look at what Denver had with Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, the fact that Miami simply had culture wasn't going to be enough to get them past that star power in Denver.
Antonio, we got about a minute or so for your answer. You faced Shaq at his best. You played with Tim Duncan, you know, I mean, he was awesome. How do you think Jokic would have fared against those guys?
You know what's different? I think when you start talking about taking a guy out of a generation into another generation, the question I would ask you, Rob, are the rules coming with it? Because that matters, right? When you take a guy, if you take Shaquille O'Neal when he was with L.A., and you take him with Orlando, or you're taking Tim Duncan in 1999 or 2000 or 2001, that's 20-plus years ago. Are the rules coming with him if we're going to match these two up together? Because we're talking about a completely different game, a completely different form of physicality.
Yeah, would have been interesting. I mean, obviously, Jokic would have taken them outside. I think he would have done well, and I think they would have done well against him.
Well, with all due respect, Shaquille O'Neal's a different animal. If you're asking Nikola Jokic to guard Shaquille O'Neal, as in the words of Shaquille O'Neal, that's barbecue chicken.
Right.
People don't understand how truly dominant that man was. Don't let the out of sight, out of mind thing fool you when you're talking about Shaq, when you're talking about guys like Tim Duncan. I love Nikola Jokic. He is so incredibly skilled. But when we're talking about the physicality along with the mindset, the mentality, the footwork, all these things that these guys had, and I'm not taking anything away from Nikola Jokic, but Lord have mercy, when you're talking about Tim Duncan and Shaquille O'Neal, that's a completely different tier that we're referencing.
All right. That is our man, Antonio Daniels. Great stuff, brother.
Appreciate you guys.
Yes. All right, it's Trash Talking Tuesday, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Guess what? It's time for you to shine. Trash Talking Tuesday is now.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, here we go, man. Let's do it. Trash Talking Tuesday. Let's kick it off with Ken in Stockton, California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Ken, who you trashing?
All this Arab Gimmer management and all this media thinking and saying dynasty for the Nuggets, thinking repeat. Well, you know what? Enjoy your one-time title. And well, at least wait until the parade to even start talking that. I'm out.
Disgruntled Lakers fan.
I know. He's mad. I hear him. It is a little premature.
Cause, if I remember correctly.
But it is, Chris. It's just, it ain't even 24 hours. Like, it's barely. The trophy's still warm, you know, from so many people touching it. Sean. In Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. I got to call in, man, because in hour one, Craig from Losersville, California, USA, called in again, talking crazy, getting dumped by the best freaking DJ of all time, Tyshirt. Thank goodness for him. But if you're going to call into the show, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a couple of ground rules. You have a hot take. Example one, see Mark in Sacramento. You have a little swag. Example two, see my man Marty in freaking Kentucky. And you got to be chill and be down with the fellas. See Chili Tim in Atlanta. It's just, it's real simple, people. Don't call up to the show talking crazy. Don't call on the show for a little bit of clout because you're going to get dumped. That's all I got. And if you need more, visit MLBBro.com for all your coverage.
Wow.
No doubt.
Well done, Sean. Well done.
And a nice plug for MLBBro.com. Don't forget, yes. David Justice, Baseball Justice, Chris, coming up today, right, on the show.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Let's go to Gary in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. It's called The Rundown we have.
I know.
Gary, who are you trashing?
John Morant. Get ready to learn Chinese, buddy. It won't be long before you're the starting point guard for the Guangdong Tigers. All that money, all that talent, and no class. Nothing in the head.
My goodness gracious. I didn't know there was a team. I'm not even going to repeat
Well, that'll be
that
coming
team.
Down soon, Rob.
Is it a year, Chris? I heard people are speculating it's a year.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Wow, if it was a year. Woo!
Right?
That'd be a lot. You got trash.
I already talked about it. Just about the people and Giannis or whatever. Rob G, you got one? Rob was in Vegas. He's always got a little hot take. I mean, I was reading some people, they were into Rob G now. You know, they want him.
Oh, really?
They want us to take more time off. I was reading some comments. They were like,
well, Rob G did bring the heat when you were gone.
You know, Rob G.
I wasn't going to say anything, but he did.
Hey, you know what? If you want to replace me with Rob G, I'm all for it. It's all good. Make it happen.
But Rob still wants his salary. If that
right,
happens.
You ain't there all for it. Don't be up in here lying.
There you go, hey, Rob G. You know who you're talking
That's
to,
right? It's my guy Rob Parker. Well, we got more though. An oldie but a goodie. Very quickly, Mace is in San Diego.
Okay,
Mace, who you trashing?
Oh, Justin Herbert, aka Justin Sherbert. I freaking hate this guy. He looks like he always wants to cry with his stupid little poopy face. However, I primarily hate this crybaby for being associated with that garbage organization that I hate, the Los Angeles Chokers, which makes you guilty by association. I hate the Chokers with every microscopic fiber in my being. Since their Viagra-popping degenerate of an owner, Dean Spanos, took them from my city, I have detested, loathed, despised, and execrated that organization. I experience pure ecstasy every single time this garbage team loses. Have fun wasting your career with that loser organization. You play for the worst owner in sports. Dean Spanos fired Marty Schottenheimer after going 14-2 in 2006 to subsequently hire that loser, North Turner, but somehow retain that putz, Brandon Staley, after blowing a 27-point lead to the Jacksonville Jaguars in the playoffs last year. Evidently, the doctor dropped Dean on his head when he was a baby. Way to go, weenie Deanie. If you have any dignity, you'll leave that toxic clown show in the organization, because what Dean Spanos is doing to you right now is what Ice Cube described in the famous 1991 song, No Vaseline.
Oh, God.
Mace, hey, Rob, that is the most recent.
I know. I was shocked that it was somebody.
Right. He's trash. Yeah.
You know, but I think Mace was just, I think he maced somebody with that take. I mean, wow, that was hot.
Yeah, Mace brought the fire. You. All right, Alex, you trashing anybody?
I'm trashing none other than Rob Parker for being the hardest working person in America and taking Monday off. How dare you, Rob?
I know, right? I have some.
You taking
nerves.
Monday? Yeah. Why is that, Rob?
Why?
I can't help it.
I'm working hard.
It's
on
Juneteenth, Chris. They, you they should be taking it off.
An hour left. Lock it. Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.